Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet, the Everyday Saturday Show. Got an interview, don't do a lot of interviews, but when I find something unique, I got to tell you about it. So I'm in Orlando last weekend, and speaking at an event, ran into my old buddy, Double T, Thomas Tadlock. Haven't seen him in about 100 years. He's the guy that got me on the whole vegan kick, built like the Wolverine. Wolverine was the goal back in the day. And I still carry a lot of what Thomas teaches. I want to talk to him about that. I always want to pick his brain about health. He's a super smart guy. And then he tells me some crazy thing, man, that's going on. And I got to find out about this. So I said, dude, get on the show. I'm not even going to tell you what it is that he's doing because I can't even give it justice. I don't know how to explain it. It's fascinating. It's whacked out. It's all of that. I love it because I love people that are interesting. If you ever want to be successful, you got to be interesting. All right. If you're not interesting, nobody cares what you're doing. So Thomas is very interesting. So, hey, let me bring him out right now. Double T, Thomas Tadlock. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy. I'm doing really, really well. I'm just cracking up. I'm trying everything I can to just not bust out laughing in front of my microphone. But thank you for that introduction. I appreciate it.
That's probably one of the most unique intros I'm guessing you had in a while, man, right?
It is. It really is. So I want to talk to you today. I mean, here's the story, right? We just saw each other at a really cool event called Never Work Again, and you got up on stage and you absolutely crushed it. And then you asked me what I'm up to, and I decided to share. So I've never done anything like this before, but my I have a team, and we do a lot of real estate deals together. And one of my team members is the killer entrepreneur and investor. He comes up with this idea of, hey, let's do a treasure hunt. Now, I'm trying to figure out where he even got this idea of doing a real life treasure hunt, because he just had his second kid. And so I think he's in the kid world right now. He's probably watching lots of Disney.
Midlife crisis type stuff.
And there's treasure. And he thought, hey, what if we actually did something like this in real life? Yeah. So what we've done is we've gathered $1 million worth of gold and silver, and we've split it up into 10 different chests with $100,000 worth of gold and silver each. And we've spread those chests, hid them in 10 different cities across Canada and in Texas. So what I asked was, hey, can I get on your show and let everybody know that we've got this real life treasure hunt going on in Texas coming up really soon. So we've taken four chests, put one in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, and there is $100,000 worth of gold and silver in them. And it's up for grabs for anybody who can decipher our riddles and clues and understand a map and get themselves there.
Are you under the influence of any hallucinogens at all right now?
Just raw, fresh vegetables. That's about it.
I just want to make sure. I just want to ask that question. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Okay. So a guy on your real estate team, by the way, you're crushing it now in real estate. I'm going to get to the treasure in a minute.
Yeah.
One of the things I noticed about you when I saw you is you always look in great shape, and I wanted to physically harm you when you gave me the answer to this question. Just want to let you know. And I think I said that to you, that I wanted to punch you when you told me the answer to this question. I go, Tadlock, tell me how long it's been since you've been to the gym and worked out seriously. And your answer was what?
December 20th, 2018 was the last workout that I did.
I hate you so much. And I do. I really have this hatred. And I'm trying to work through it. I don't want to have this. I mean, you look like, I mean, dude, it's stupid. What? Give me that help.
I don't even understand what you're complaining about, buddy. I mean, you look fine too.
I'm mad at you.
You remember what I said to you, right?
You're not. Yeah, that was the biggest compliment I got of the weekend.
You're not, looking at you. You know, you're like, I hate you, Tadlock. And I mean, as far as I know, you haven't worked out that much either. But dude, you're not sick, and you're not a fat ass. I mean,
that was the compliment he gave me right before I went up on stage. Hey, dude, listen, you're not sick, and you're not a fat ass. I'm like,
okay. The Tadlock motivational podcast.
That's the motivational podcast. I'm going to get to the treasure hunt in a minute. Let me, because people on the podcast know you. If they've been listening for a few years, they know that you and I are buddies and that you're a vegan and that you're really doing some great things. You and your wife, Brooke, are really doing some amazing things online. I just want you to share with the audience who don't know you, because we have new listeners all the time joining the show. Just give us the Reader's Digest version, 1-2 minutes about you and your wife and what you're doing.
Well, I'm the best-selling author of Miracle Metabolism. My wife's the best-selling author of Goodbye Lupus. And what happened was, when we got together, I married Brooke when she had full-blown lupus. And this is a disease that was supposed to kill her. It was supposed to make it so that we were unable to have children. And according to Western medicine, it's an incurable disease. Long story short, when we got married, I was a personal trainer at the time. And she wanted to have a really, really good fit body for our wedding, because we decided to pinch our pennies together and get married in Hawaii. Well, I said, all right, you married the right guy. But the problem was, for me, she was a vegetarian. I never worked with a vegetarian before. So I thought, well, let me just swap out all the protein that I typically put on people, which, you know, the diet that I used to put people on kind of resembles keto and paleo today. Lots of high-rel vegetables, huge amounts of meat, but she didn't eat the meat. So we swapped that out and accidentally put her on the most anti-inflammatory diet, like known to man. I mean, she was just eating pure raw vegetables. I swapped out all of her protein with things like tofu and soybeans. She got in tremendous shape, and like under 120 days, she went from a size 8-10 down to a size 0-2. Looked the best she's ever looked, took amazing pictures. And then when we got back from our wedding, she had to get her blood work redone to test the state of her lupus. And the blood work showed completely negative for lupus, as if there was no sign or trace of the lupus in her body.
Wow.
And it was so remarkable that her physician said, you know what, this actually is impossible. It can't happen. So the only thing that can explain this is that we got your blood work mixed up at the lab. So she got it retested. And so when she got it retested, the results were identical. They were exactly the same. There was nothing. There was no trace. So that's when we realized that we stumbled upon a real cure for this deadly disease. And it happened to also reverse all autoimmune diseases. And so since then, we've put out several books and we've launched an entire business. And now we've saved thousands of lives all over the world, teaching people how to eat in a way so that it reverses their diseases using nothing more than supermarket foods.
Wow. I love that. Nothing, that last line just gets me every time. Nothing more than supermarket food. You remember how much I used to bitch and moan and complain when you were training me about how I wanted to eat? I used to go, do I get to eat today, or do I got to eat what you're telling me to eat? You know,
I know, buddy. It was like every day, it was like you're having a PMS breakdown. You were like yelling and screaming. You were verbally abusive.
Well, you know what's funny is I look back at photos from 4 years ago. It's the best I've ever looked, dude. And I just from skin color, clearness, the way I felt, the energy I had. So I just want to thank you, man. I think you and I, people come into your life at different seasons of your life for a reason. And I still hold on to a lot of the concepts that what you taught. And like you said, it's not like I'm grossly obese, but you can tell the difference when you get in great shape and when you're not in great shape. You can just tell the difference.
Dude, you're the best. I mean, you're really the best that you've ever looked for as long as I've known you. I mean, I've seen pictures of what you looked like before we met. I mean, yep. You're in great shape. You've been able to maintain most of your gains.
Yeah.
And that's what's important.
The habit that you create.
Especially with as little effort as you put into it.
I know. Thank you. Thank you for that compliment.
I mean, look, once you change your metabolism, that's the benefit that you get. You get to get by on less.
Yeah, you do. And I think the reason Thomas and I get along so well, opposites attract. He's a really smart guy. I'm not. Really well educated. Where'd you go? Carnegie Mellon? Did you go to Carnegie Mellon?
I went to Carnegie Mellon, but dude, don't make that a big deal, because I barely graduated. In fact, I failed a semester and had to take summer school classes and graduated with like a 2.0 something GPA.
Oh, so, cool. All right. Well, two something GPA is equivalent to like a 4.0 at the University of Cincinnati or something. So it's okay, man. All right. So anyway, Thomas is a full-blown entrepreneur. He used to not be an entrepreneur. Now he is. Hey, by the way, when you met Brooke, were you a vegan or no?
No, man. I was like you. I ate everything. Everything, anything.
Yeah. Okay. And now... Are you raw vegan, plant-based only?
No. I'm not raw vegan or anything. I'm just vegan. I'm just vegan. Now, when we help people reverse their diseases, we put them on a raw vegan protocol because we're trying to get as much nutrients shoved into their bodies as possible so their bodies can use it to heal. So anything that's not raw, it's going to have fewer nutrient content. So that's why. That's the only reason why. But no, I'm not a raw vegan. We only use raw vegan to heal people. And then once they're fully healed, then they go back to like eating foods that they're used to, like gotcha. Stuff.
I got you. Okay. And I want to talk to you more about that on another podcast. So I'm going to text you. I want to do another health podcast with you because I want to talk about this crazy treasure hunt. First of all, and people are wanting, dude, you ever going
to, that's what I want to talk about. Too,
I know
really soon,
but you're so damn interesting, man. You got so many facets to you. So, all right. Let's dive into the treasure hunt. You got four treasure chests, true?
I have four in Texas. We have 10 altogether.
Okay, where are the rest of them?
Canada.
Okay, so you got 10 total. You got four in Texas. So tell the listeners right now, why are you on the podcast today? What is it that you want to drum up? Because I would try to explain it, and I would step all in it. So double T, tell me and tell us, why are you on the show today? What is it that you want? What's the call to action today for this?
Well, I know the Everyday Saturday show is about motivation, but it's also about how do you create the life that you want so that you can work less and enjoy more. And so I know for me that, especially back in the day, $100,000 could easily change my life. I mean, back in the day when it only cost me $50,000 a year to live with me and my small family of four, like that's 2 years paid, man. Like you give me $100,000 and if I didn't do anything for two straight years, my family and I would be absolutely fine. So $100,000 is a big life-changing amount. I think even to this day, it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So what I want to do is help people get that. So if you're in Texas, I mean, I'll also go over some of the places that are in Canada too that are going on. We've organized this gold hunt as a way for us to make money. I mean, we make money by selling the maps and selling clues to go get this treasure. And then on a certain day, the maps are released to everybody who purchased it, and then everybody goes out on this hunt. And for us, what do we get out of it? Well, it's a profitable business model because when enough people buy the maps, it exceeds over $100,000 and we make money doing that. And then the second thing is that we feel great about it because you know what Brooke and I have noticed over the past couple of years now raising kids is that there's a lot less family time happening. Really good, meaningful memories and family time being created. I see most kids on their iPads or in front of a computer. I see most parents doing the same thing. They're on their phones and mobile devices. They're spending less and less quality time with their children. So we thought this would be an amazing thing to bring adventure back into family life and people's life. I mean, shoot, where can you go for a real treasure hunt and find a real treasure? So that's what we decided to create. And we did it. We legitimized it. We got all the legal stuff around it. We figured out all the right rules and we figured out how to do it so that everybody could be safe and have a wonderful time doing it. And then that's what we did. So we're launching our first Texas gold hunt or treasure hunt coming up in just a few short weeks, and the maps are on sale right now.
Where do you get them?
You go to goldhunt.com, and it's just I don't know if you've ever talked about investing in ROI on it, but you pay $25 and you get yourself a map and you get a shot, not like a lottery. This is a real game of skill. But you get a shot at finding $100,000 in gold and silver. And the reason, I mean, you know what's going on with gold and silver, right?
Yeah.
You know, when the economy decides to go in the wrong direction, what happens to the value of gold and silver?
Right. Shoots up.
It goes up. Usually it goes up. So A lot of people, they wish they invested more. They wish they had more assets. Well, here's an opportunity for you to go have a blast, have a ton of fun, and have $100,000 worth of real assets that you're going to appreciate if the economy goes down.
So the maps are, the maps show you where the treasures are buried. Do you know where the treasures are buried?
I want to make sure I get this totally. I want to make sure everybody's clear on this. So nothing's buried. Nobody's property is at risk. Nobody's going to be, there's no shovels. There's no equipment required at all.
Got it.
So the way we do this, it's like in all the Disney movies where you have the Pirates of the Caribbean maps and you've got a map that kind of gives you the general vicinity of where it is. But then the map kind of takes you to certain areas where you have to decipher clues and there's riddles. Now, what we did was we made this so that anybody, you don't have, in fact, I was going to say, you don't have to be super smart to figure this out. You don't have to be even a little bit smart. In fact, the people that are really smart, they tend to overanalyze these clues and they tend to get it wrong. Yeah. It's when you think of it in a very practical and obvious way, you'll be able to solve these riddles and figure out where the location of this is. But you buy the maps, you can buy clues. We also do challenges and stuff. You know, we have a whole social media campaign built around this and you can do little things. Like for example, you know, we had people dress up as pirates and they had to submit their best pirate costume because pirates have buried treasure, right? Yeah. You had to submit your best pirate outfit representing the Gold Hunt family, and we hooked you up with extra bonus clues to help you get to that treasure even faster.
Wow, dude. So what's the date of the actual treasure hunt? When does it begin?
Okay, the hunt begins in Texas on September 14th. Maps are on sale now,
right?
But the hunt begins on September 14th. So that means you purchase your map now, you start like getting all your clues and all that. And then on September 14th, we're going to release all the maps to everybody who purchased them.
So I go to goldhunt.com. So if I want to participate in this, step number one, I'm going to go to goldhunt.com.
Goldhunt.com.
I'm going to buy my map or I'm going to buy the map. And then, but I don't get the map right then and there. I get it delivered to me at a later date.
It's going to be sent to you on September 14th. Yep.
And I can come into Texas on September 14th, or if nobody's found it, October 14th, November 4th, I mean, anytime after September 14th, I can just
show. But we've designed this. We've designed it so that there's going to be a winner within 2 to 3 weeks tops.
Wow.
Because what we'll do, look, if nobody finds it after a week or two, we're just going to release more clues.
So your goal is to make sure all $100,000 in gold and silver is given away or found, or somebody actually claims it. Somebody finds it.
Somebody's going to find it.
Okay.
And we're going to make sure of that. Yeah, we're going to make sure somebody finds it. That's right. Everybody who purchased a map or the clues, we're going to make sure one of them gets it.
Every time I talk to you, I feel like I'm not doing enough in life. This has had a couple of different things going on. I got to figure out more stuff to do with my life. You're doing
you got to figure out how to get to Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
On September 14th, Sam Crowley is going to have, I mean, you got a big family now. So, I mean, technically you could buy all four maps for Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and Houston. You got Angela in Dallas. You go to like Houston, you get like Susan's team in San Antonio and another one of your daughters in Austin. You guys,
we could divide and conquer the entire state of Texas.
That's what I recommend that you do. Because in Canada, so we've got this going.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. We have a lot of listeners in Canada, too. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, then you need to jump on it now because we've got three cities whose maps are getting released tomorrow, July 27th. So this is July 26th right now, the date of this podcast. July 27th is when those tickets go on sale. I mean, sorry, the maps are released. So you go to goldhunt.com. Calgary is being released tomorrow. Edmonton is being released tomorrow and Vancouver. And then on the other side of Canada, we got Halifax, Hamilton, and Winnipeg, August 31st being launched. But anybody near the Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver area, oh my gosh, jump on, get your maps now so you can begin the hunt tomorrow.
So from an entrepreneurial perspective, because that's who listens to the show, people that want to make money and monetize what they're really passionate about, how much do you have at risk out there? I mean, if you don't sell enough maps, you lose, but you still give away the treasures.
Well, it's good. That's a good question. We actually haven't come across that. So this isn't the first time we've done it. We've already done one round in Canada, and we had way more people sign up for the maps than was the value of the treasure. So we never had to deal with it. But I guess technically, I'm not saying this is what's going to happen, but I mean, technically, yeah, if we sold the maps, and let's say we only sold 12 maps, then we would just basically cancel the hunt, refund everybody their money, and, you know, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. There's risk involved in any venture that you do, but the fun factor, at least hearing about this stuff, far outweighs that, man. It's like,
but let me tell you, but okay, you know what? We are losing. So even if we refund everybody's money and we don't give away the 100K, it's still, we've got a lot of money out. So we've put a lot of money out in advertising, hiring PR firms, hiring ad agencies. So you've got the ad spend, ad agencies, and the PR firms, and not to mention the legal fees as well. I mean, we've got a team of attorneys that are making sure that everything we're doing is 100% by the book.
Yeah, this sounds like something you would need to involve attorneys with, man. It's like, you know, you're dealing with money.
Yeah. My goodness. If you're going to put together a contest like this, you better make sure that you're doing everything by the book. And you don't just wing it. You don't just Google it. You hire a competent team of attorneys to make sure you're doing everything. My recommendation, anybody who's thinking about doing something like this, you want to get at least two attorneys that can check each other's work.
Yeah, that's good advice.
We're all human beings. We're all humans. And it's not like we're not prone to mistakes.
So. No, you're right. You're right, man. That's fascinating. So now you can see, guys, when I'm talking to Thomas in Orlando, I haven't seen him in forever. Hey, what are you up to? Well, I've got a treasure hunt going on in Canada and Texas. And that's just like, all right, dude, I got to get on stage in 5 minutes. I don't even know what you're talking. I got to get you on the show, though, and I got to find out more about this. So now you guys know what I was going through last weekend when I was listening, and then we connected and texted this week. I'm like, hey, man, let's do it. Come on. So it's July 26, 2019, the date of this podcast. It'll be on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn, wherever you get your podcast. So step number one, Thomas, we need to go to goldhunt.com.
Goldhunt.com.
All right.
And then you're gonna see the city that you're closest to, and you just click on that city name, and you purchase the map, and possibly even some cities we have more clues already available for it, so you can purchase those extra. But for a map in Austin, Dallas, Houston, or San Antonio, it's $25.
Love it, man. Love it. What else? Is there anything else that we didn't
cover? Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry, it's $29. I misspoke.
$29.
What else? So check this out. You know that we typically get better results when we have a team behind us when doing things, especially in business. I see too many solopreneurs that are trying to do everything themselves and they don't get very far. Yeah. So with the Gold Hunt, it's something that we recommend. If you really, really are serious, get a team together. And we have a really cool way of helping you register an entire team and avoid mutinies on the ship when somebody wins. I mean, you can imagine if, you know, you get five guys together. You're like, we're going to be a team. We're going to find this $100,000. We're going to split it $20,000 each, right, guys? And
right.
Then one dude, you know, figures it all out, and then they just take it for themselves, right?
Yeah.
So we've got a cool way of doing that if you want to get together with the team, which is why this is such a cool family thing, too. What happens is everybody on the team, each of them purchases the maps, then you register yourself as a team, and we make sure that it's equally distributed amongst all of the team members when you win the big prize.
Always looking out, man. Always looking out. Never even thought of the mutiny side of it. So
only because it's come up in real life.
Yeah.
So it's not like, it's not like we really thought of it ahead of time. It's just that, oh my gosh, you know, there's like two or three people that are trying to, you know, combine forces together. But then, you know, we don't want anybody like, you know, murdering each other because they came in thinking they were a team and now they're no longer a team. Don't want anybody being forced to walk the plank or anything like that.
So you guys manage that for them, distribute it equally and take care of all that other stuff that people don't got to worry
about. Yeah, we could do that. Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
Super. What else, man? What else don't I know that I need to know about this?
Well, I think what's nothing more other than just goldhunt.com, and you can buy your maps there. Right after we're done here, I've got a meeting with the PR firm, and this is going to be all over TV, all over media very, very shortly.
That's good, man. Wow, that's great. So to recap, go to goldhunt.com. I'm talking to my buddy Thomas Tadlock. Known him a long time. First met him at an event, got probably 7-8 years ago when we were speaking together. And it's always fascinating to bring him on the show. He's always got something going on, always something that has to do with, I want to talk about the entrepreneurial aspect of it. That's why I ask about risk. That's why I ask about money, you know, putting this stuff together, overhead. Then talk about the fun factor involved, because I think so many people go to a job every day that they absolutely hate and they don't have enough fun. I mean, life is to be lived. Not every day is fun, you know, it's woohoo, but it needs to have that aspect. You know, life can be difficult sometimes. When you're doing stuff like this, Thomas, this is really cool, man. It gets you out of bed in the morning thinking differently. You don't go to a job every single day. And so we talked about the entrepreneurial aspect. We talked about the monetization component. We talked about the fun component. And all of that wrapped in is really what the Everyday Saturday message is about, yeah. Dude.
Especially the fun part.
Yeah.
Most people who are doing this, they're doing it with their family. So, yep. You know, head of the household buys one map and then the entire family gets involved. I mean, this is actually from one of our non-winners in Edmonton. They wrote, "My son and I wouldn't have had such a beautiful day of laughter, coffees, and food at the farmer's market," because in Edmonton, that's where one of the clues took them. "All around fun. We didn't win. We overthought every clue. Ha ha. Thank you, Gold Hunt, for reminding me I need to spend more time having fun with my kids."
Love
that's it. That's the real treasure right there.
That is the real treasure. If you don't find the actual one, you gain that. I love it, man.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So
yep.
Go to goldhunt.com. Take a look at the site, the city that you're closest to. Get your maps. Get on it, man. It sounds like just an absolute ball, dude, with an opportunity to win some serious cash. So
that's right.
July Thomas 27th. Tadlock. Yeah, go ahead.
One area of Canada, July 27th. And the other area of Canada, August 31st. And then Texas is September 14th.
Got it. All right, everybody in Canada, everybody in the U.S., you've got your marching orders to go find that treasure. Thomas, thanks for being on the show, man. It's been too long. We got to do this a little more regularly.
I'm up for it. I'm here. I'm here for you anytime, and all of your listeners.
Love it. Love it. All right, brother. Hey, thanks so much. Everybody, check out Thomas, and it's goldhunt.com. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.